This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
It is a war out there, folks. It's never been worse. I gotta tell you, I'm growing increasingly concerned. We're headed for civil war in this country. FBI raids the office of Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen. Folks, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Donald Trump needs to fire the entire FBI leadership, the entire DOJ leadership. He needs to fire Sessions. He needs to fire Rosenstein. He needs to prosecute Comey. He needs to prosecute McCabe. These people are rat-think traitors. These people are trying to split apart the United States, and these people are trying to do a coup and destroy my president of the United States, Donald Trump. And I'm sick of it. I'm telling you right now, the people of this country aren't going to stand for it. The FBI leadership needs to go down. Can you imagine the FBI raids the office of Trump's lawyer looking for dirt on the porn star he had sex with 10 years before he ever went into the presidency? Not to mention, no one knows if he ever did have sex with her. Nobody knows. I can't tell you how many CEOs I know who would pay someone $100,000 to shut them up even if they didn't do anything with them, just to make them go away. Trump's worth, what, $5, $6, $7 billion? He doesn't care about a $150,000 settlement. He'd pay her to shut her up 2 weeks before the election, even if nothing ever happened. But let's assume something happened. Let's assume he had sex 10 years ago with a porn star. Now, the special counselor has decided to go after payments to porn stars. This is the most incredible thing in the history of America. We now know that Rod Rosenstein gave Mueller permission to request an FBI raid against the office of Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. We also know they've grabbed significant correspondence between Trump and Cohen. We all know that the lawyer's conversations with a client are sacrosanct. We know that no prosecutor has a right to see a lawyer's conversations with his client. It's privileged communication. It doesn't matter when you have a special counselor or a special prosecutor who's on a witch hunt trying to perform a coup against the President of the United States. What has Stormy Daniels got to do with the original intent of a special counselor named to investigate Russian collusion? And the answer is nothing, but we all knew from the beginning that special counselors go against a president, and they don't care what they come up with. They can go back 30 years and look at your tax returns from 30 years ago. This is insanity. The people of America elected Donald Trump. The people of America did not elect Robert Mueller or James Comey or Rod Rosenstein or Andrew McCabe. And someone better knock on their door and perp walk them out and let them know they're not in charge of the United States of America. The FBI has been compromised. Jeff Sessions has been compromised. Rod Rosenstein is dirty. James Comey is dirty. Andrew McCabe is a traitor. You know what you do with traitors? You either put them in jail for life or you hang them for what they've done to the United States of America. These people have been bought and paid. They've sold their positions, just as Hillary Clinton sold her position as Secretary of State. And their job is to protect at all costs Hillary Clinton. That was their job. Now their job is to protect their own lives and their own freedom at all costs. And at this point, as I said on Bill Cunningham's show, nationwide with millions listening last night. This is about their own survival. I didn't know about this. This just happened hours ago. Last night, more prophetic words were never said. I told Bill Cunningham that Rosenstein, Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and the whole cabal of traitors in the FBI and the Justice Department and all the other branches of government, they need desperately to stop Trump and have him impeached and kick him out of office and destroy him because their lives are on the line. Their freedom is gone. These are sick people. The swamp has swallowed them up. It's the swamp against Trump and the 63 million people that voted for Trump. And if they want civil war, then this is how you start one. MSNBC's Joy Reid, that wonderful gal, says, what if Trump refuses to be arrested by federal marshals? Arrested by federal marshals. I didn't see the federal marshals marching into the White House to perp walk Barack Obama. Did you? Of course, you can't do that with a black liberal president, right? Because that would be racism. This country has slid to a point that I can't even imagine. And if it seems like the world's coming apart at the seams, it is. Trump calls Syria's chemical attack atrocious and says the U.S. to make major decisions in the coming hours. By tonight, we may be bombing Syria to hell. Report, establishment media soaring on Facebook, whereas conservative media in massive decline following algorithm change. Do you understand the conspiracies going on in this country? The conspiracy between the FBI, the DOJ, and all the forces of the swamp out to destroy Trump. And then there's the separate conspiracy of all the forces out there in social media in Silicon Valley who have decided that Trump's people must be silenced. That includes you and me. Sick, mentally ill people, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're not just crazy. They're crazy with power. They're power mad. They're power hungry. They're part of a corrupt swamp. They care nothing about America. They care nothing about the taxpayers. They care nothing about the middle class that works and slaves away all day in what's supposed to be a republic called the United States of America. All they care about is their own greed and keeping themselves alive and rich and free out of prison. And so now they've decided we can't win an election fair and square. So we've got to open the borders, and Trump stands in the way. We've got to let as many foreigners in as we can who are poor, who don't care about anything but a welfare check, who will vote Democrat every single time, including illegally. Why not? They came here illegally. They've stolen ID in order to collect their welfare. Of course they'll vote illegally when we ask them to. And Trump stands in the way of that. And on the right, supposed right, you've got the establishment and the corporations and the corporate CEOs, and they want the illegals so someone will work dirt cheap for them and put the working class and middle class out of business, out of a job. And then you've got the worst one of all, Silicon Valley, who has decided they can't win elections fair and square, so they got to fix elections. The same way Hillary fixed the Democratic primary and then tried to use the FBI to fix the general election. The exact same way. So now Silicon Valley's decided we can't win. Democrats can't win. Republicans control the Senate. They control the House. They control the presidency. They control the Supreme Court. They control governorships. They control lieutenant governorships. They control state legislatures. They control secretaries of state. Republicans control everything. And so they've made a decision. We've got to throw them out because we've got to flood the country with foreigners and we've got to take back the country. They want this to be a communist country and a dictatorship that, just like Mexico, has a sliver of rich at the top and everybody else is basically a slug, a sheeple, a slave. That's what Democrats want. That's what liberals want. That's what big government wants. That's what the swamp wants. That's what the FBI leadership wants. And that's what Silicon Valley billionaires in social media want. They want you to be a serf, a slave, a slug. And so they're cutting us off. They're practicing a total, complete silence, a destruction of free speech. Conservative websites dying, being starved of revenue. Conservative celebrities and entertainers being cut off at the legs. Diamond and Silk, Wayne Allyn Root. You can't make any money on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, on anything anymore. They've cut us off so nobody can find us. Because they want to win the election. We're not allowed to talk to others. We're not allowed to have a message. We're not allowed to spread our message. It is the swamp against all of us. And if they don't think we're coming with pitchforks, if they don't think we're coming to Washington, D.C. to burn it down, if this goes on, if you continue to try and silence free speech and take our guns away against our will, if you continue to try and put my president out of office, even though you weren't elected, last I checked, Mueller was not elected president of the United States. The American people didn't support Robert Mueller for president. The American people don't care about Donald Trump's sex life with a porn star 10 years ago. You keep this up. I warn you, this isn't ending well. I warn you. The American people are angry. The working class and middle class are angry. We won fair and square. You didn't win. I have no problem if you try and win at the ballot box. I have a problem if you try and remove a president with no cause. I've got a big problem if you try and cut me off on Facebook and Twitter so I can't speak anymore. I have a big problem. when you put roadblocks in front of us getting justice. The biggest criminal in the history of America, Barack Obama, who used the IRS to try and destroy Wayne Root's life. I am a living witness. Tried to destroy my life with the power of government, and nothing was done. But you're going to kick Trump out for screwing a porn star, maybe, 10 years ago. Oh, and America doesn't have a problem. Tom Fitton just announced the same FBI that raided Trump notifies his company, Judicial Watch, it needs at least 3 years to turn over the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page communications. 3 years. Oh, that's interesting. That's right after the 2020 election. And how about this one, the coup de la grâce? California state senator introduced a bill to kill free speech, requiring state-sanctioned fact-checkers to approve all online content for California companies. And you know it won't stop there. Everyone will leave California, and then they'll pass a new law that says it doesn't matter if you're based in California. If you have an online company of any kind, like, say, Root for America, or Fox News, or Drudge Report, or Breitbart, or the Gateway Pundit, or any of them, Newsmax. The next step is, doesn't matter if you're based in California, if anything is ever read by a person in California, it's going to be California-appointed liberal communist fact-checkers. The same fact-checkers who believe the truth is always the liberal truth. How much time left, Chris? 30 seconds. All right, we're taking a quick break. Take care of our sponsors. And don't forget, they don't want you to have sponsors if you're a conservative. If you're liberal, if you're Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, you're allowed to say things that are absolutely radical, leftist, communist. No sponsors, no problem. But God forbid you're on a conservative show. They want to take your sponsors away. They want to take your Facebook voice away. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We are at war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they work good enough because I have my pillow and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a My Pillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many
cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Roots. War now. You relentless SOB son of a butcher. Always fighting for the middle class and the working class and the good patriots of the United States of America. Not for foreigners and illegals. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, relentless patriot. Capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my first shot in radio, and the rest was history. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around for 30 years, Tangible Investments, and their main product has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, just for calling, that's it. No questions asked. You get the coin. Start your coin collection. Start your kids' coin collection, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. First 100 right now, 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. A big day. I expect to get calls today. I'm sure all of you have a lot to say. We are on the Dallas phone number today, but we should, we think, knock on wood, have our 800 in tomorrow, and we'll be back to normal again. Everything will be back to normal. 214-810-TALK for today. 214-810-TALK, our Dallas superstation. KBDT, Big Dallas Talk, KBDT. 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. Love to hear what you think. So I told you it begins. It begins. California Senator introduces bill to kill free speech. Listen to this. You got to hear this. Richard Pan. This is how sick, how mentally ill, you little dictator, you little scum. Richard Pan, a far-left California state senator, has introduced legislation to crack down on free speech on the Internet. His legislation would force online publishers to utilize state-sanctioned fact-checkers. Is this communism? Is this the Soviet Union? You little mind-f- freak. He wants to send us all to brainwashing re-education camp. He's a little Pol Pot. Little creep. You know what I'd like to do to you? I'd bend you over. And I'd beat you into a prison cell. We don't do that in the United States of America, you idiot. Is this communism? Do we have communist re-education camps from politicians in the United States of America? Have you ever caught a conservative asking for content to be monitored by fact-checkers appointed by the state? By a conservative politician asking for that? Have you ever heard that in your life? You got to put people like this in prison. It's time to take the gloves off. I'm sorry. When a communist dictator demands an end to free speech, he has to go to prison. I'm sorry. Normally, you don't say, you know, someone disagrees with you, send them to prison. Of course not. Not for political differences of opinion, but for trying to destroy free speech and violate the First Amendment of the United States that our founding fathers made first for a reason. You got to put people like this in prison. Richard Pan is an evil, evil man. Listen to what he wants. The bill is entitled SB 1424 Internet, Social Media False Information Strategic Plan. It targets social media based in California. But as you read the bill, you'll see it appears to define social media as any Internet blog, website, or communication. So see, I said as time went on, you'd go after all of them. This bill does go after all of them. This bill would require any person who operates a social media Internet website with a physical presence in California to develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on its website. The bill would require the plan to include, among other things, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information. Who chooses the false information? A communist dictator like Richard Pan. Through news stories, the utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users, and placing a warning on a news story containing false information. Oh, so everything a conservative says will have a stamp that says false information. Is that kind of like when Obama put a stamp on my IRS tax return that said sensitive tax case? Is that kind of like what communist dictators do? What Marxist little creeps do? He says any person who operates a social media internet website with physical presence shall develop. And then it goes on to say the strategic plan. And then he says, as used in this section, social media means an electronic service or account. So now it doesn't mean California anymore. Or electronic content, including but not limited to videos, still photographs, blogs, video blogs, podcasts, instant and text messages, email, online services or accounts, or internet website profiles or locations. Getting the picture? It's a free speech killer. And this is what the Democratic Party has become. Intolerant, fascist, communist dictators. What did James Woods say months ago? Scratch a liberal, find a fascist. This is the sickest I've ever heard. This guy needs to find a prison cell fast. This guy's trying to violate all of our free speech. Richard Pan. I just would like to see him explain to the court of law what his beliefs are. Believes in communist re-education camps. A little Pol Pot. We'll be right back. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said he would decide in the next 24 to 48 hours the U.S.'s response to an apparent chemical weapon attack in Syria, which killed over 40 civilians. Not too long ago, President Donald Trump talked about removing troops from Syria. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked what this means and if this still is the plan.
The president wants to bring our troops home after we complete the mission to eradicate ISIS in Syria. At the same time, he wants to make sure Assad is deterred from chemical weapons attacks. attacks on innocent civilians, signaling we want to remove our troops in no way degrades our ability to hold parties responsible.
Ahead of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testifying on Capitol Hill, he met with lawmakers, one of them Senator Bill Nelson of Florida.
If we don't rein in the misuse of social media, none of us are going to have any privacy anymore.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Late Roots, welcome welcome back to Warren Allen USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in the third hour. You know, we'll be on national TV in front of 50 million homes. Newsmax TV, by the way, named a new CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Newsmax TV. Michael Clemente was named today, the former top executive at Fox News. We're trying to turn Newsmax TV into a new alternative to Fox News. If you're going to do that, then you name a top Fox News executive to be the new CEO. Entertainment and TV conservative news front for my station, Newsmax TV. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Liberty Health Share. And it's not really a company that just sponsors the show and I talk about. It's a company that I'm a part of and they're a part of me because I left Aetna Health Insurance to join the alternative, which is Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their own medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. I pay that $449 a month. I used to pay $2,000 a month. That means I'm saving $18,000 a year with Liberty HealthShare versus traditional health insurance, which, by the way, towards the end was charging $2,000 a month, but covering nothing. And Liberty HealthShare covers everything. They're doing a great job, and they charge me $18,000 a year less. So over a two-year period now I've been with them, I'm going to save $36,000. That should be the Me Too movement. Me Too, I want to save $18,000. If you want to join that movement, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Wayne Root's a member, and I want to be a member too. Wayne sent me, 855-585-4237. I've got my guest in studio. I do want to read you a very quick fan mail that came in from Thad, or maybe you pronounce it Tad, but it's T-H-A-D. He says, Wayne, great commentary on your radio show today. You're so right. We are ready to march on Washington. We are under attack. Trump needs to start firing people. There is a coup happening right before our eyes. Thanks for keeping the faith. You are the voice of a lot of us out here. And that's the problem. See, Facebook and Twitter want to shut us down. They don't want those voices out there. We've got a voice in studio right now. Her name is Elizabeth Helgeline. Pronounced it right? Helgeline, I got it. Yeah. Elizabeth Helgeline, she's a candidate for Nevada State Senate, District 8, former state senator of Nevada. At the time, you were known as Elizabeth Halseth, and I believe, if my memory serves me, you must have been one of the or the youngest state senator in the history of Nevada, yeah?
Yes, correct.
You were the youngest ever.
And
probably one of the youngest ever in the United States for an office that high.
Right.
State senator. How old were you when you were elected?
I was 27 when I was elected.
27 years old, and so now you're back. Your name is Elizabeth Helgeline, and it's Elizabeth for Nevada. .com is her website, and she's not here to campaign because, again, this is not a Las Vegas show only, even though, I'm, of course, I love my Vegas audience. My favorite station in the world has got to be KBET 790 AM. It's my flagship station. It all started there. But we are in, you know, 29, 30, 31 other stations all around the United States. It kind of changes on a daily basis. It's hard to even keep up where we are, but we're in 30-plus stations. And so it's not a Nevada interview as much as it's an interview about sexual assault and what
right.
female candidates go
mm-hmm.
through. And so you experienced sexual assault when you were elected. What happened and how did it affect your life? Because this is news to me. I didn't know anything about this
yeah.
until you contacted my producer. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, so I was elected in 2010. I served in the 2011 session. I was awarded Conservative of the Year. I was a rising star in the Republican Party. So I had everything going for me except for my home life. I was in a very bad, unhealthy relationship that wasn't getting any better, but I was getting more confident. Now I was elected, I started believing in myself, and after session I came home and I told my now ex-husband that I wanted to divorce him. It just wasn't working out. It wasn't getting any better. And like any survivor of sexual assault or domestic violence knows that it gets worse when you decide to leave that situation. So he got very angry when I told him I wanted to divorce him. He said he was going to ruin me publicly, professionally, personally, and take away my children so I would never see them again. So it was really bad. His behavior towards me got a lot worse, which, again, is common. I was stalked. I was followed. I was filmed driving. I was isolated. He started contacting all of my colleagues, people he didn't even know. He started isolating me from my family.
What do you do at that point?
It was very scary. I really shut down. I didn't know who to trust because, you know, he's trying to get everybody he thinks you can trust on his side.
And against you, more importantly.
Absolutely. So he did sexually assault me. It was very scary time in my life. I won't go into all the details because it's very graphic, but he did attack me. He admitted to attacking me. He admitted to the police that he had planned to attack me. He was arrested. He was indicted. Ultimately pled guilty to two lesser charges after, you know, he made a deal with prosecutors.
Did he ever serve any time in jail?
No. It was part of the deal that they came up with, so I didn't...
Without asking your advice? I mean, usually the victim gets some say as to whether they should just cut a plea and the person never serves a day in jail.
Right.
So you were never asked what your opinion was?
Well, they talked to me about... So he was arrested and indicted on felony battery, felony coercion, and misdemeanor open and gross lewdness. I don't know why it wasn't attempted rape, but that's what the charges were. They said that they could probably just get him to plea if we dropped it down to lesser charges and not put me or the children through any of that. So I did agree. I didn't realize he wouldn't be serving any time for that. And, you know, he even tried to get his record cleaned, and for some reason the judge thought that would be okay to do that. So and that's the problem.
So you look him up now, there's actually no record? It's been wiped away?
It's been expunged.
Really?
The police were very, because there was another incident recently with him, and the police tried to look it up and they couldn't find anything. Of course they found everything online because it's all online. It was in the newspaper. But, yeah, if a police officer were to go and to look, it's expunged.
You know, the problem is always the same. I saw it, and I believed at the time. So this was 2010.
Yes.
So it was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the only thing I knew about you was you were elected to office. You were very young, and you were very beautiful.
Thank you.
And I thought to myself, he said, she said, I don't know who to trust.
Yes.
I just didn't know who to believe in the story. That's often what happens, right? You don't know who's telling the truth.
Yep.
Everybody screams, I'm telling the truth.
Exactly.
And everybody gets a black eye because you can't prove who's right or who's wrong. In this case, you can prove, I think, if someone literally was charged and convicted or pleaded guilty, that proves something right there.
Right.
But so what happened after his arrest? Because other things began to happen after his arrest?
Yeah. So he was indicted. He did admit it. It's in a police report, which I have. There was people that actually did a sworn affidavit for it. So there were people who were witness to that. But even after he was arrested, which is a common misconception, it doesn't go away. It doesn't just stop when someone's arrested. So after that...
they have a brain, it would, though.
Because,
I mean, if you do something else at that point, you think a judge would put him in jail at that point.
And he had a restraining order, but he kept violating it. My home got broken into time and time and time again. The police kept coming out. CSI even had to come out. My daughter's window was shot. My garbage, I would set it out at night, and the whole thing would be absolutely emptied within an hour.
But did you ever catch him? You should have set up cameras to catch him in the act. Because it's one thing to be stalked. It's another proof he's the one doing the stalking, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think he was alone. Even when I moved back, I did have to move because of all of this. He had friends that lived on my street. They were checking my mail. I had to go to their house to get my mail from them, his friends. So there was multiple people who tried to help him.
And as a result of all this, you never lost, right? You were a sitting state senator.
Yeah.
You just kind of resigned and left, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because did
so
you
dangerous.
Fear for your life?
Absolutely. It was so dangerous. There were people in politics who came to me and they said, we thought you were dead. It was a very scary situation. Police all over the state were looking for me. It was really bad.
And so you leave. Where did you go when you left?
So he told me, he said, I could move anywhere I wanted to in the whole country except for Alaska. So, of course, I said, well, I guess we're moving to Alaska.
Why did he say I could move anywhere except Alaska? Why couldn't he move to Alaska, theoretically? I'm
right? Who knows? He's never been there.
Had you ever been there?
I had never been
I've
there.
I've never been there. I've been to every state except Alaska.
Yeah, never been there. I was very surprised when I did.
What's
go
in
there.
Alaska besides, like, polar bears? I don't know. What the hell's in Alaska?
It was very
cold.
It was very cold.
Your husband Tiger, your now husband Tiger, from Alaska?
He was born there, and he stayed there until he was 12.
The Alaska connection. Okay. Tiger, is there anything in Alaska besides, like, bears? What's in Alaska? Tiger's here in the studio with us, and I'd never met him before. He seems like a really nice guy, and I don't think I've ever met anyone from Alaska before, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
And we get lots of calls on Newsmax TV. I get calls from all 50 states, including Alaska, and I always kind of look at the Alaska callers, and I'm like, wow, there's actually people in Alaska. I'm always shocked it's not like a polar bear calling or something, you know?
Right.
But anyway, that's my prejudice. The rest of, you know, all of us in the mainland, we don't know anything about Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska's like, what, it's Sarah Palin. She made it like it's Russia, right?
Right.
No one knows what Alaska really is, but Tiger is a living witness. He's here, and he's from Alaska. Yeah. He looks like a very normal, nice American male to me, so that's good. How much time do we have left in this segment, Chris? We have 1 minute left, so let's get a quick point in, and then we'll finish up on the other side, the other segment, all right? So were you worried that people wouldn't believe you? And were you getting hate mail? I'm willing to guess that you had people sending terrible letters to you, or at least maybe they weren't your constituents. Maybe they were people that your ex-husband had write letters, but I'm betting you got some venom.
I knew. He told me that he was going to ruin me publicly and professionally and personally, so I knew it was coming. It wasn't something that I thought about. Obviously, when I was going through it, I was thinking about my children at the time. But yeah, people were horrible to me. The majority of people, by the way, were absolutely amazing. They were supportive. I love them. I loved all my supporters.
But there's always a few bad apples.
But of course, there was absolutely some bad ones, and there were some friends of him.
How many kids do you have?
Three children.
And were they all with that husband?
Yes.
So you were awarded custody, I assume?
Full custody.
Full custody.
Yes.
All right. So there's lots of parts of the story that led us to believe who's telling the truth. He's
right.
The one that pleaded guilty. You were awarded the kids by a court. Mm-hmm. All makes sense. We'll be right back. More with Elizabeth Helgelin. Helgelin, I always have to try so hard. Helgelin, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers listeners about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
All right, Wayne Allyn, we're now just we're continuing with our guest, and just for another day, fingers crossed, we've got our local Dallas number for any of you to call who want to call in. 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. But you know, everyone calls on a cell phone. On a cell phone, calling Dallas is no different than calling your next door neighbor. It's the same thing anyway, but hopefully the 844 War Now 1 number will be back assigned and laid over our four Dallas numbers, because we moved our headquarters to Dallas. Should be working tomorrow, and I'll give you that number tomorrow, but it's 844-WAR-NOW-1. I'll give you the go green light and the go-ahead if it is still working. We've got our guest here, Elizabeth Helgeline. I have this problem pronouncing this name, and I got it right. I got it right, though,
you
right?
Got it.
Helgeline. Helgeline. I just want to make sure I get it right. And look, some women, Elizabeth, by the way, is a candidate for Nevada State Senate District 8, former state senator. She was then known as Elizabeth Halseth, but all you need to know now is ElizabethForNevada.com. ElizabethForNevada.com. And she's a great candidate. She's female. She's attractive. I'm one of the world's biggest believers that the Republican Party needs to run a lot more female candidates. You've got to. First of all, Democrats run lots of female candidates, and female candidates are more attractive to the electorate. Mm-hmm. Not if they, I don't mean because they're attractive. I mean in general. Just females are kinder, warmer, more attractive, and I think that women automatically like female candidates better, whereas men kind of don't care one way or the other, so you get an edge if you're a female. Mm-hmm. And we are so dumb letting Democrats run females and beating the same cookie cutter, like 50, 60-year-old white males, losing their hair. They all look the same, and they keep losing. And there's a reason. So we need young, attractive female candidates, and Elizabeth Helgeline is one of those, so good for you. And my question is, some women don't come forward because they're afraid of the backlash. So how did a
affect you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're out of politics for a bunch of years,
yeah.
So it's not easy to deal with, right?
Right. It was very hard. Of course, it did. I did have backlash. I don't think I thought about it at the time. I was assaulted, and that was my main focus, was my children. But now, my even with him admitting it, being indicted, people still call me a liar. So it really affected me. I lost my job. I was called to resign, and I was a victim. I didn't do anything wrong. But I was the one that was called to resign. So
you're a witness that it all is a mess. I mean, it's almost like a can't win, even if you did nothing wrong.
Right.
It's a can't win.
Right. It's absolutely true. And, you know, of course.
By the way, it could happen the other way. It's not just, you know, because I'm a guy, I'm not against guys. It could happen that
absolutely.
A woman is stalking a guy. And those things happen. Like that movie with Michael Douglas and the rabbit in the pot and all that. What was that woman's name? I can't remember the female actress's name. It was a long time ago. Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. Chris, my board op comes up with it. Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction, the bunny rabbit being boiled when he came home. I remember that one. So it can happen to either sex.
Absolutely.
With you, it happened with a guy. But you are now back in politics. What is your advice for women who are victims of sexual assault, Elizabeth Helgeline?
Well, first I want everybody to know that you're not alone. I know it seems very lonely. Of course, people do call you to quit or resign your job. It seems very lonely. There are people that are going to call you a liar. They're going to call you horrible names that I
won't. What do you say to the people who say to you, you were not defeated, you ran away, you resigned and raced away? What do you say to them? What's your answer?
Absolutely not. I loved doing what I did. I got into politics because so many people will tell you that they're going to do one thing to get your vote, and then they get into office and they do the exact opposite. I'm not a politician.
Not some, most.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I'm not a politician. I was never involved in politics, but we were tired of it. We're tired of that mentality. We need somebody who's going to be honest, who's going to be genuine, who cares about people.
But you left your office last time. I just want to make sure you have an answer for liberal critics or establishment Republican critics, because you are like a Tea Party principled conservative.
Right.
That's what I call myself, even though Tea Party isn't even in vogue anymore, but it describes where you are. You're a Trump person, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, okay, so look, we know Elizabeth and I are aligned on views. You're going to get hit with just like they did with Sarah Palin. She resigned in the middle of her governor term. You resigned in the middle of your state senate term.
Right.
Tell everyone why you resigned in the middle of your term.
It was because, you know, I had three children. They were so small at the time, and their other parent was not being a parent. I had to take care of them, and my children are top priority. I fought for my family. I'm going to fight for your family. I think that's so important, and a lot of people at the door know that. They're very upset that I'm going to be attacked on this, be attacked on a lot of things, but at the end of the day, people want to know that you're going to fight for your family. If you fight for your family, you're going to fight for their family, and that's exactly what I did. I didn't resign because I wanted to. I loved what I did, but I resigned because I had to. Unfortunately, that was something I had to do for our safety and our well-being.
Right, not just take care of the kids, but you feared for their safety.
Absolutely.
with this madman on the loose, right?
Absolutely.
I'll say alleged madman. I'm gonna be careful. I'll cover myself.
Right.
This alleged crazy person on the loose.
Right. Absolutely.
So what are your main campaign themes now? This was not, you know, this interview was about harassment, etc. But just quickly sum up what your campaign's all about.
We're absolutely about safety. That's the number one issue people are talking to me about at the door. Safety, domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. People are tired of their home getting broken into. They want personal safety.
Another but please thing, promise me you're going to keep taxes down in the state of Nevada.
You know
please
I am.
Promise
That's
me.
One of my issues, absolutely.
Because right, it drives me crazy. How do we elect Republicans and they pass the biggest tax increase in the history of our state?
The biggest in the history of our state.
You would have voted no, correct?
I would have voted no, and those seven of the eight Republicans endorsed my opponent in the race. So that's going to tell you what kind of candidate she is.
All right, just a quick plug, ElizabethForNevada.com. She wasn't here to run for office. She's here to give some good advice to women, but it's Nevada. Excuse me, ElizabethForNevada.com. ElizabethForNevada.com. Candidate for Nevada State Senate District 8, Elizabeth Helgeline. Elizabeth, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much.
And Tiger, great to meet you, man. Wayne Allyroot, War Now. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.